Hello and welcome to this podcast produced by students at St. Andrew the Great Church, Cambridge. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hello and welcome to our third episode of our Student Lunch podcast. I'm Louisa.
And I'm Robbie. And this week we're talking about a massive topic. We're thinking about being a Christian student during COVID, during this global pandemic. Now, look, Louisa, you're new to Cambridge. How have you found it moving to this city in weird COVID times?
Yeah, I mean, it has been quite strange. I moved from London to come here to be a student worker. I've actually quite enjoyed moving to a smaller city in COVID because you feel like you can move around a little bit more. But it has been a weird time to kind of meet new people and settle in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like the weirdest term ever, basically, to be a student in. Whether you're starting uni for the first time and you're a new fresher, or whether you're coming back after a few years and that term away that we had last term. It's such a weird time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a strange time. And I guess like lots of you are having lectures online and experiencing Zoom fatigue of that.
Yeah, I had no even idea what Zoom was until like a few months ago.
No, me neither.
And now this thing where you have to like remember to bring a mask everywhere. I went to Tesco's the other day and I'd forgotten my mask and like had to turn away. And I have to have one in every single coat pocket.
Yeah. And I guess like COVID impacts being a Christian as well. So I guess there's lots of things that have kind of stayed the same during COVID. We still have to work, even if that now is working from home, and we still want to socialise. There's still lots of temptations as a Christian, but also opportunities. But I guess actually there's lots that is different now in COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk about three big areas that we think are impacted by COVID. The topic of suffering, a bit about church, and also those kind of deadly rules that we have to stick to as well. But before we get onto those three things, earlier in the week, I managed to catch up with one of our students to ask him about his experience of the global pandemic.
Cool. So I'm joined by Jordan. Jordan, hi, man. Do you want to just introduce yourself? Tell us like what you study, how long you've been in Cambridge, stuff like that.
Sure thing. So I'm Jordan. Lots of people sort of met me last year. I am an ARU student studying biomedical sciences, and this is my second year.
Nice. And obviously, like ARU term, this term is going to be really different from what it was like last year. What are some of the differences with COVID, like since you've been back?
I think the main thing has been that we've done lots of studying online. So I used to be in most days of the week, but now we're sort of spending only 4 hours in at a time, and then the rest is online lectures and stuff.
Yeah, and how do you find that? They're not fun, are they, online lectures?
They're not. So, like, I was sort of relying on the built-in structure for uni last year, and now I'm sort of having to, like, organise myself and structure my time and be a proper adult.
That's tricky. So just tell me a bit about your experience. I mean, this whole podcast is about COVID and kind of a student experience of COVID and stuff like that. Just tell me a bit about your experience, because you've been doing a few things that are a bit different than normal students. Like, tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I am part of the test and trace program. So basically my job is to call people up and let them know that they've come into contact with somebody who's tested positive for coronavirus.
Wow. So this is like a part-time job on top of your studies, basically.
Yes.
Because students at Cambridge Uni are not allowed to do that.
Oh, are they not? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like the tutors get really cross. But you're obviously at ALU, you're able to like have a part-time job and stuff on top of your studies.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the big thing for me was that I got into like month three or something. I think April was the kicker where I decided that I couldn't sit around at home anymore.
Yeah.
And I needed to be doing something. So I ended up looking for work, and this is where I've ended up.
Wow. And so what's it like? So you're the person that basically phones up someone to say, oh, by the way, you've had a contact like with somebody who's tested positive, right?
Yeah. So that's my job.
And what's it like? Do you get some like weird reactions? Are people like happy to receive the call or what?
So a lot of the time, they're not too fussed about the fact that they've come into contact with someone who's had coronavirus, which is a little bit weird to hear.
Yeah.
But usually it's because they've got like a good mate who's sort of made it very clear as soon as they got a cough that, oh, this might be what's happening.
So you're not the person that actually tells them.
No, which is great because I don't know what I'd do if someone started sobbing down the phone to me.
Yeah, have you had anything like that? Have you had any like really weird phone conversations?
I think the hardest thing is like a lot of the time, students in particular are like really upset by how long they have to isolate for.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, but like I'm not going to be able to do anything about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it is rubbish to be on your room in your own, on your own in your room for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, it really sucks. especially because a lot of the time it's first years. If you remember the sort of the place you're staying in first year with people who you don't really know that well, it's your first time away from home. Yeah,
I know that freshers here at Cambridge have been really struggling with that. So how has like doing the track and trace stuff impacted how you think about COVID? Like, how has it impacted that?
I think I've taken it a little bit more seriously, just because I call people up. So I'm regularly calling people who've been impacted by it. So like I'm regularly speaking to people who then can't go out for 2 weeks, or who then can't work for a while, or have to apply for like a government grant, that sort of thing. And I'm lucky because I'm in a position of privilege. Like my parents will look after me, but like I know the effect that it can have on people past just whether or not you actually have symptoms. Mm.
It helps you to see this. It's actually kind of a big. It's a bit of a big deal, really.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And whilst like I'm not the type of person to get worried about things, I do definitely feel like it's just more a matter of what's sensible and what's not.
Yeah.
And that can be kind of hard sometimes because, like, for example, I haven't been to church since February, March time.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. So, like, how has it impacted you as a Christian? Because obviously, no church. Like,
It has definitely been hard, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend it hasn't. Because, like, there are friends at my home church who I didn't actually get to see at all. But the good thing is that it has meant that I've had to be more direct with my family about my relationship with Christ. So, like, I grew up in a Christian home, and that sort of meant that at some point I struck out to try and find my own independent relationship with God, which is a great thing to do. But then I forgot to come back and sort of update them and them in and all sorts, you know.
But like living with your family over lockdown was actually really positive.
Yeah, definitely helped. We started praying as a family again, which we hadn't done for a while, which was really
That's really cool. It's cool to see like lots of different ways in which God is at work, even though it's actually been quite a tough time for people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So we're recording this on Tuesday. Like tonight's the first like online focus of term. How are you feeling about getting back to like a small group and things like that?
I am very excited because focus was one of the things last year that like really kept me going because I like the structure. Like I like building things into my week and I like spending time with God, but I have absolutely no discipline. So focus was perfect for me because I could come and listen to somebody who knew what they were talking about. And then I could also like think about that for the rest of my week.
And discuss it with others. It's so helpful, isn't it? To like have other people to help you in that.
Absolutely.
Oh, mate, Jordan, it's been really cool to like catch up and hear some of your experiences. And that track and trace stuff is fascinating. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, it's absolutely no problem.
COVID it's actually a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's why we've got this podcast and why we're going to spend a little bit of time together thinking about the three areas of our Christian life where COVID has a really big impact. So let's start with suffering. I guess that's one big area. But suffering might not actually be the first thing that people think of or that you think of when you hear
suffering
COVID.
Sounds a bit extreme, really, I mean, for what I'm experiencing. But
yeah, it does. But I guess like Jordan was saying, actually people are really being affected by it and in lots of different ways. So some people are experiencing the symptoms of it or people they know are really, getting COVID. But even beyond the symptoms, people's jobs, people might be feeling lonely, or I guess you might be feeling the frustration of coming to uni and not being able to socialise with lots of people.
Yeah. I guess there's some big things there, but also just some like daily frustration and suffering.
Yeah.
And all of this might be raising questions for us about suffering. For some of us, it might be the first time we've really genuinely grappled with these questions as Christians. You know, what about God and suffering? Why would he let this happen? Why would he let people we care about die or be in pain? But even if those aren't our questions, I reckon they're definitely the ones that some of our non-Christian mates are asking.
Yeah, and I guess for us, we might even be experiencing anxieties or uncertainties on a more personal level.
Yeah, so
being worried about whether we might get the virus or people that we know that are vulnerable, worrying about having to isolate or making new friends or what.
Yeah, that's particularly sharp if you're new, I think. Like, how am I going to make new friends in this time?
Yeah, it's much trickier. And I guess even for older students thinking about what graduating is going to look like.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways that I guess COVID is actually impacting us and the way that it's I guess we really see that we're experiencing the brokenness of the world at the moment.
This world isn't as it should be.
No. And like, I've personally just found it so helpful to try and remind myself that God really is in control, and that is so good to know. And it's so great that we can know that he uses suffering and the things that look really bad for our good.
Yeah, that is classic God, actually, to use something rubbish for good. You see it at the cross, you see it all over the Bible.
Yeah.
And there's some cool things, I think, some cool opportunities and things for good that I've just seen over the last few months. So there's one couple that we met a few months ago who started watching our church online for the first time during the pandemic, and since have been kind of coming along and really exploring Christian faith and kind of grappling with big questions, and one of them now wants to become a Christian and follow Jesus.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I love the little quote from C.S. Lewis where he says, "Pain is God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world."
Yeah, and like, I've actually really seen that, I guess, amongst my friends. So my friends are mostly in their mid-20s, and before COVID they'd not really thought much about death or didn't really want to speak about it, because I guess it's not a particularly chirpy like topic.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually COVID's brought death like much closer to home for them, and is kind of beginning, I think, to make them question what they actually hope in and kind of what they think happens when we die.
So God is sort of working good, I guess, for non-Christian mates, for in evangelism and things like that. There's lots of opportunities. But also God uses suffering for Christians to help us to grow and to sharpen our hope in the future and our relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love those verses at the beginning of Romans. So just at the beginning of chapter 5, Paul says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us."
Wow, those are cool verses, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, when you first hear it, you might think, what? Like, what's going on? Paul actually says we glory in our sufferings. It sounds a bit kind of masochistic. And he's a guy who's been through a lot of suffering. But did you see the chain? It goes from suffering to perseverance, to character, to hope. He can say these words, and as Christians, we can say these words, because suffering produces hope. As we suffer, it's a chance to fix our eyes even more certainly on the hope of the future, our longing for things to get better, for Jesus to come and for the new creation, that great and certain hope that we have in him.
Yeah, it's so cool that actually through our suffering, God helps us to long more for Jesus to return and to bring us to be with him in the new creation, where actually there won't be any more pain or any more suffering. And I've also actually just really found that in suffering, God's helped me to just depend on him more, to be quicker to come to him in prayer and to read his word and to really rely on him.
Yeah, because you realise you need it, right?
Exactly. Whereas like, we kind of fool ourselves to think that we can do things and that we don't need God so much. Whereas suffering comes, we realise actually the whole time we have really been needing God.
Yeah. So that's the first big area, how COVID impacts on suffering. Little ways, big ways. And the great opportunity that actually he works through suffering, both for us and also those opportunities we talked about with non-Christian mates.
Yeah.
I guess the second big area is the whole area of relationships and particularly Christian community. Another challenge of COVID is what it's meant for us as church. I mean, I don't know about you, Louisa, but I find church pretty hard at the moment. It kind of feels rubbish. We're not always allowed to go. You can't sing. You can't really chat afterwards, apart from to 5 other people, and you have to wear a mask, and some of us have to join online. Like, it's kind of rubbish.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I think I've actually found it much harder than I thought I maybe would, especially coming back together and being in person. And I guess it kind of makes sense that we find church harder at the moment, because church is meant for us to be together.
Yeah.
Like, God's given us church to be his people gathered together. And I think, like, personally, it's just really shown me actually just how important church is and how huge a privilege it is that in this country we usually get to meet every week together in person.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just like church the building, right? But church the people. It's made me think of those verses in Hebrews chapter 10, right? Verses 23 to 25. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching." I love those verses because it just reminds us that church is not just like downloading content on your own. Obviously the sermon, the songs, the prayers, they're important. But the key thing about church is the people. Let us consider how we may spur one another on. Don't give up meeting together, but encourage one another.
Yeah, and it's amazing that God's given us each other to do that. Like, yeah. That God's not, like, kind of just left us as a Christian by ourselves, but he's actually given us church family to kind of help each other to do that, to keep going and to keep growing.
Yeah. I saw this article online the other day, and the title was this: if you're doing it on your own, it's probably not church. And obviously, we may have to meet online sometimes and use Zoom and stuff or YouTube live stream or whatever, but we're not to give up meeting together, like this verse says.
Yeah, like, church is just so important and valuable, and I think I've really been learning that over lockdown. And actually, Adam and Sarah helped us to think a little bit about why we should bother with church, why it is important, in last week's podcast. So if you haven't done already, why not go and give
it's
a
well
little
worth listening to
listen
that,
to that. Yeah. Yeah, like, we do really need each other to keep going and to keep growing as Christians. And actually, like, maybe this is a chance and an opportunity to be more intentional with the friendships that we have in church. If we're not seeing each other so much on a Sunday, actually maybe it's an even more important and precious time to kind of be gathering together throughout the week and to keep pointing each other to Jesus.
Actually, so I think last weekend, so a few people kind of met together in a few different houses to watch church together,
some
of the different students. If you want in on that, just send an email to students@stag.org, or kind of maybe make sure you join the Facebook group, not just the page, because there's a few like notices on there about how people are gathering together to watch church when they can't go in person. And like Jordan mentioned, we've also got Focus on Tuesday nights, which is a great chance to be fed by God's word and discuss it together and things. And we're hoping to be in person as much as possible for that.
Yeah. And I guess another thing that like you could be doing is, why not gather together? Like, some of you might be doing that right now, listening to this podcast, and then chatting about it together afterwards.
Yeah,
encouraging each other in that.
So church is hard, I think, in COVID, isn't it? But there's also an opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it is really hard and feels so different, but actually just being so much more intentional with one another and working out what church actually is, why God's given us church,
is
a great thing to be coming out of COVID.
Okay, Louisa, the third thing is the rules, though. Okay, that is really hard, isn't it?
Yeah, rules are so hard. Like, yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about them, but there's so many of them. They feel like they're probably changing quite a lot. Some of them maybe feel quite like annoying and don't really feel like they make much sense to us.
Yeah, literally, like, just now, we had some friends coming to visit us from London this weekend. They texted literally this morning saying, London's gone into tier two, we can't come anymore. Like, oh, the rules are so hard.
Yeah, like, you just can't plan. You don't know what's going to happen anymore. But as Christians, like, we are called to obey the authorities and to obey the rules. I don't know about you, Rory, but I've personally been quite challenged by that actually over COVID and by what Paul says to the Romans about like the authorities.
Yeah, it's really countercultural what the Bible says about listening to the authorities. And there's some really helpful verses in Romans chapter 13, verses 1-5. So we're going to look through Romans in Focus this year, and we'll get to this kind of, I guess, by third term. But it's worth thinking about now. Paul has just spent a bunch of chapters explaining the gospel and how great it is. And then in kind of chapter 12 onwards, he says, this is now how the gospel is going to impact the way you live. And Romans 13, verse 1, he says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. And he goes on to say that the one authority is God's servant for your good. It's kind of weird that this would be like an implication of the gospel, that this is how Christians should live. But the reality is that authorities, government, whether we like them or not, are placed there by God and are there for our good.
Yeah. And like, I think that is so like countercultural, isn't it? Like, it's not just, you know, it's easy to obey the rules that we actually like or that we agree with, but actually submitting to the government and the authority, even in the rules that we don't like or maybe we don't understand or don't think are fair, because we know that they've been placed there, like, by God.
And I'm sure you might be thinking of all the caveats, like, what about, like, Hitler's Germany or, like, North Korea or whatever, but the reality is that whether or not we agree with the rules, these God-given authorities in our lives are trying, at least, to help prevent the spread of the virus. And I guess if we really believe that they were placed there by God for good, then we'd want to follow them. We wouldn't just follow the ones that suit us.
Yeah, and I guess we'd actually also follow them out of like joy in our heart, not just like begrudgingly. Like, I think I found that a real challenge. Like, I've kind of been like, okay, I'll follow the rules because I know that's a good thing to do. But actually, like, the real battle in my heart to follow them out of joy, I think I found so hard.
And I guess that's because we realise that we're not just following Boris, right? We're actually following God. Like, our attitude to the government is a reflection of our attitude to his authority.
Yeah. And like, I've just, personally been hugely challenged. So I've got a one-year-old niece who, like, very close to my brother and sister-in-law. And I've not been able to hug her since March.
It's so weird, isn't it?
And like, going to visit them and having to like distance from her and not being able to play with her, like, I've just found that so challenging. But I think, like, these are verses that I've had to kind of come back to time and time again and just pray that God would help me to have a heart of joy in, yes, submitting to the government and the authorities.
And I'm sure that's going to be tricky for students as well, like, as the kind of, like, yeah. I guess as people get a bit more lax over the course of term and, yeah. and stuff like that.
And I guess especially actually as there's a lot of, like, non-Christians around that might not be taking the rules seriously, it can be so easy to kind of just want to join in with that.
Right. And, but that's where the opportunity comes, isn't it? Because it's yeah. also a massive opportunity to be a witness to those around us as people see that we actually live differently and speak differently and stuff. And you never know, like, meeting in the CU group of six rather than seven might lead to some really interesting and fruitful conversations.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've had friends that have said that people that they know, like their siblings that aren't Christians, have seen the way that they've kind of followed the government and followed the rules, and that's led to them asking, like, why do you actually do that? And then just a chance to share with them about what the Bible says about the authorities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a challenge, I reckon, for us as a student community. It's to take Paul's instruction to obey the authorities seriously when it comes to COVID. I guess normally when we kind of think about or study these verses, like pre-COVID, we talked about like running a red light or whatever, but suddenly they've become quite important.
Yeah,
haven't
yeah.
they? And I guess actually there's an opportunity for us to really encourage and challenge and help each other, not just because we're sticklers for the rules, but because we care about each other's holiness.
Yeah. And it's amazing that God has saved us to grow in our holiness. And he is actually doing that in us yeah. by his Spirit.
Now, it sounds like we covered a lot of things, like those three big areas. And I guess lots of our chat has been kind of quite shallow, not so deep. Like, there's a lot more we could say
yeah,
about
definitely.
Suffering, about church, about kind of rules and things. And I'm sure you can think of a million other ways in which COVID impacts being a Christian.
Yeah.
There's lots that's not different, sorry.
Yeah. But I guess, like, in some ways it is just keeping on being a Christian and living as a Christian. There is lots that has changed. But actually we are still Christians. We are still God's people saved by him. And so in some ways it's just kind of like still just living as a Christian, even though that might just feel or look slightly different at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's a real comfort then, to know that God has already given us in the gospel and in his word and with his people and with prayer and everything other means of grace that he gives us. He's already given us the resources that we need to cope with being Christians through COVID.
Yeah.
I love this verse from 2 Peter. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. I love that God has given us everything that we need for a godly life, even in the midst of like an unprecedented global pandemic and the weirdest yeah. term at uni ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is so great. And so I guess we hope that this podcast is maybe just a start of conversations. Like, there is so much more, like we said, that we could talk about. And actually the experience of COVID is probably quite different for each one of us individually, like the challenges and the opportunities. So why not chat with other friends at Stag or other Christian friends about the way that you've experienced COVID?
Yeah, and here's a few questions if you are with others now or you kind of do it a bit later. Three questions that you might find helpful. Firstly, why don't you share what's been the hardest thing for you as a Christian in COVID and during the lockdown and coming back to uni and stuff? Secondly, how have you seen God at work? What has he been teaching you through suffering and through hard things? And thirdly, we've mentioned three kind of challenges and also the opportunities that come with them: suffering, church, and sticking to the rules. Can you think of other areas which are hard, but which God kind of provides opportunities for growth?
Yeah, we hope this podcast has been helpful for you to listen to and to start those conversations.
Brilliant. Thanks, Louisa. It's been fun.
Thanks. It's been great. Thanks for listening.